Hey everyone, welcome in to a daily editorial here on the KE Report. I'm kicking off today's daily editorials with an update from Group 10 Metals, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol PGE and on the OTCQB under the symbol PGEZF. I'm chatting with the president and CEO, Mike Rowley. Now, Mike, I had you back on the show last at the beginning of March. Since that time, there's been a number of news releases that I want to touch on. I think one of the most important, at least in the near term, is the drill program, the largest drill program undertaken by the company at the Stillwater West project. 10,000 meters, multiple rigs are going to be on site. Bring everybody up to speed initially with the overall goals behind this 10,000 meter program, please, Mike.
You bet. Thanks. I'm glad to be back. The program, of course, builds on the success of the past years. We've now proven the Platte Reef in Montana model. And our news release April 19th did a really concise job of expressing the scale that we're onto in that regard. Yes, our first multi-rig drill program, and we'll be focused on those areas that we're developing resources in currently. So the three most advanced target areas. As you know, we have eight areas in total that have potential for Platte Reef deposit types. Those being bulk mineable nickel copper sulfide with palladium, platinum, rhodium, gold, and cobalt. In that model taken from South Africa that's appropriate to the district, our focus with the drill program this year is on the three most advanced areas. And those are represented very nicely on that April 19th figure. Get a rig on each one of those and look to expand it in our biggest program to date. So news flow would be likely the announcement of the start of work and then the debut of those inaugural resources in those three areas. And then with success in this year's drill program, we expect to be looking at expanding those inaugural resources promptly as those results come in. It's a very exciting time for the company.
So, Mike, I'm going to post the figure that was in that April 19th release. It's also on slide 15 within the company's presentation. Let's talk through these three more advanced targets that are going to be explored this year, starting on the left-hand side, the Chrome Mountain target area, in the middle, the Camp target area, and on the far right, the HGR, or Iron Mountain target area. Give us a little bit more insight, starting on the left-hand side here, Chrome Mountain target area. Why are you focusing here in this program?
Essentially, that's where the drilling in the database that we inherited holds together and gives us the beginnings of drill-defined mineralization that we can model into resources. We drilled that in 2020, and we confirmed what was there. We also are blessed to have all the core that was drilled there in the 2000s era and the QP that drilled it. So it was a fairly simple matter for us to bring in this new model from South Africa, the Platte Reef bulk mineable thinking, and model up what you see there in that image from April 19th on slide 15. The model holds together very nicely. We're looking forward to debuting that. And of course, what you see in the image here is fantastic potential to expand that. The continuity across 9.2 kilometers of the chargeability anomaly in pink and the conductivity anomaly in blue is remarkable. And the way those correlate so strongly with the resource areas in yellow is almost without precedent. It shows terrific potential for expansion in terms of grade and scale. It's exciting stuff.
So then in terms of also the Camp target area, the Iron Mountain target area, what's the drill strategy going to be to step outside of those resource areas? What's the step out distance going to be? What's the attack strategy here?
We're doing intelligent step outs. We're basically building from the known into the unknown. We will also be running a renewed IP survey as well to detail the gaps that you see in this survey based on the success of last year. And I think those results will inform the drill in real time as well. We see terrific potential to expand in all three of these areas. And the step outs, as you note, will be sort of 100 meter approximately. And we're blessed. There's so much mineralization going on here. We can often test two or three targets with a single drill hole. There's a lot of mineralization in the system, a lot of targets to test. It's really fun to work in such a metal-rich district. And on that note, I'll just note that our neighbor's deposit, Sibanye-Stillwater, is the line in red on this image. So including past production, that's about 100 million ounces of the world's highest grade palladium platinum sitting right there. And in fact, they're mining about 2 kilometers down in the area of that Chrome Mountain deposit target on our system, right? So there's a lot of mineralization in the magmatic pulses in this district that laid down the Stillwater complex. And that carries through from everything we can see into the lower portion of the geology, which is us, which is the targets that you're seeing here. It becomes a more bulk mining scenario, but that also brings economies of scale. So we're excited. This is building nicely on our vision of becoming a primary source of battery and precious metals in the U.S. in a mining district.
Can you give us a little bit of a comparison in terms of the grade that you guys have seen in your past drilling and in your resources compared to that Stillwater deposit run by Sibanye just up above?
Sure, I'd be glad to. They run 3 mines on one deposit, and that deposit is the JM Reef deposit, the Johns Manville Reef deposit. It's 40 kilometers long, it's 1.8 meters thick, and I believe it's currently 88 million ounces at 17 grams per ton palladium platinum. Palladium rich, I believe it's a 3-to-1 ratio. Ultimately, it is a nickel sulfide, copper sulfide deposit. It's just relatively low in nickel and copper sulfide. I believe it's sort of 0.04 range. And they run a smelter in the district that is a sulfide smelter on that basis. That's just off to the northeast. We have reef type targets on our ground. That's what people, some of the juniors before us were exploring for. We also, and those are known, and we often include them in our drill. You can see them in our cross sections. It's not our primary target. AMAX did a lot of work in the 60s and 70s on our ground pursuing much longer intercepts of nickel and copper sulfide, especially at the Camp target area, which we talked about. They also did some good metallurgy work that we'll be summarizing shortly. So it was well known that there is actually bulk mining potential in the district. We're just simply the first to put it together. And the Platte Reef model comes in starting in the 1990s in South Africa with Anglo-Americans' Mogalakwena mine. They were the first to go after that. Now Ivanhoe's Platte Reef and Platinum Group Metals' Waterberg, all three bulk mining scenarios. The difference there is bigger magmatic events in the lower part of the layered system. That's where they are with respect to the reef mines of South Africa, and that's where we are here in Montana in a similar system. So we are geologically below the JM Reef deposit, which is that red line on the image, and we're getting those bigger magmatic events that create bigger systems. With that, we actually have more metal overall than our neighbor on a grade thickness basis. But it's more diffuse over a bigger range of rock, which brings economies of scale in mining method. You can do block caving, for example, as Ivanhoe is proposing at Platte Reef.
One final question on this image as well. It shows 9.2 kilometers of strike and then also down to 800 meters at depth. Are you guys going to be drilling some deep holes, testing out that whole depth extent?
We're pretty keen to, and with this year's program, we have some deeper ones in mind. As you can see from this image, mineralization starts at surface. We've often seen even 500 meter holes that are mineralized top to bottom. There's a couple of them shown on the page here, 455 meters and 399 meters. We will definitely do some deeper tests, especially in the Chrome Mountain area. If you look back to earlier news releases, the magnetic vector inversion model we ran shows a possible feeder zone at Chrome Mountain. And that's implied in this image here where the model cuts off there. It looks like it wants to continue to depth. That gets pretty exciting when you're talking about feeder zones to the Stillwater complex. So those are definitely worth a deeper hole. And we look forward to further updates in that regard.
Okay, let's also move on to a news release that came out on May 18th. There were some rhodium results that were announced. I know there's a number of investors looking for other rhodium plays. Now, this isn't just a rhodium project, but having these significant rhodium results, What does that lead you to believe, or how does that guide some of your future drilling?
The levels are surprising us, and the lengths that we have those levels occurring over, it appears to be a healthy co-product level. And that's remarkable given that rhodium touched even $29,000 an ounce recently. In platinum equivalent terms, it adds remarkable co-product value. It could even, in theory, cover mining costs, for example, if you do the rocks in the box analysis on the basket there. There's very little mine supply of rhodium in North America. It's a very strategic element. It's been in supply deficit for many, many years, hence the price. We're excited to have that as a co-product. And from what we see of AMAX's work in preliminary metallurgy at the Camp target in the 70s, the PGEs appear to float and report nicely. So we're optimistic that that's actually recoverable as well. We'll find out. This should position us with one of the most sizable rhodium resources in North America, if not the biggest, as we get to resource estimates here in the coming month or two.
What is the time frame for resource estimates then?
We're saying mid-2021 summer, and that looks good from everything we see right now. Look forward to further announcements on that. And rhodium should be a significant part of that, in addition to nickel, copper, cobalt. Nickel and copper, of course, being sulfide battery grade, and palladium, platinum, and gold.
Okay, perfect. Let's quickly touch on the most recent news releases dealing with a financing. Initially announced for $4 million, recently upsized to $6 million. What will that put the company's cash balance at, assuming you do raise all of that $6 million? And what is the budget for the work this year?
Yeah, it was very well received, and it was quickly oversubscribed. It's fantastic to work with Canaccord and Research Capital in our first brokered deal. I think that reflects a graduation for the company. The cash will drive an expanded program very nicely. And as you've seen, we have a lot of targets and a lot of ground, so that has to pay off nicely in terms of the year and the expanded resource estimate coming presumably 2022. We've discussed the 10,000 meter drill program. We're now sharpening our pencils, and I expect that number can come up with the additional funding. We're also running the geophysics program, ground programs, and other goodies as well that we look forward to reporting on.
Okay. Well, we'll follow along as more news hits the market. We did have a couple questions come in on the back of some of that financing news asking about other ways to raise capital for the company, those being monetizing some of the company's other assets. So you have an asset in Ontario, the Black Lake Drayton project, as well as a project in the Yukon. Any updates you can give us here in terms of potentially monetizing these projects?
Yeah, they're both definitely for sale. We have low carrying costs, so we're not in a rush. Frankly, we you know, in our dream world, we would have already got them out the door so we could focus on Stillwater. The Kluane project, Nickel Creek Platinum, is coming back to life and even exploring up towards our ends of the system. So that's all positive. Earlier stage project, but like Stillwater and like all our assets, 100% owned and district scale. So it's a compelling position that we acquired in the bear market of the cycle. The Ontario project, high-grade gold adjoining Treasury Metals in the Drayton area. That one is getting a lot of attention. It should. Treasury Metals done great work. They, of course, picked up Goldland from First Mining. They've now got 3 million ounces and a permit to build a mill. We have the rest of the district and 127 holes in the database. That one has got a lot of interest and a number of companies under CA, big and small. And it's reasonable to think of a deal possibly this year on that one. We're getting some good interest. And look forward to having some good exposure to the gold space on that basis.
All right, let's wrap it up then just with a summary of news flow. What can investors expect? We've covered a lot here and there's a lot going on with this company, but news flow-wise, break it down for us, please, Mike.
Well, the expected order right now is probably start of drilling. The drills are on their way right now, so they're expected to arrive in June at some point here, and we'll turn them on as fast as we can after that. I would hope that resource estimates would follow that. That's the current thinking. And then results as they come in. From there, we've got a couple of surprises up our sleeve that I can't really refer to right now. We're looking at some, well, yeah, we've got a couple of surprises for that way. We're also due for an update on the Kluane project and the Black Lake project. I think there's also a metallurgy news release coming as well as we start to relate the positive metallurgy that we see on the Stillwater project.
All right, Mike, I appreciate the update. If anybody else has any follow-up questions, please keep those coming. Email me, fleck@kereport.com, as I did with that monetizing of the other asset question. I'll bring those up with Mike as we follow up on the back of some more news. And Mike, keep us up to date on future news. We'll have you back on the show. Thanks for your time.
You bet. Thank you. I look forward to it.